with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 26th of August, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Paul Andrews.
Hello.
And hello, listener. How are you all? Isn't it strange when you have a bank holiday Monday and you've got the show the next day?
It is a bit weird, yeah. It's off-putting.
Did you get in a bit of a kerfuffle with it? Because you were watching Jamie Andrews, weren't you?
I was running the Canterbury Half Marathon, and well done to Jamie. 2 hours, 12 minutes. First ever marathon, so... Fantastic effort.
Were you chasing him?
No, I wasn't. I got soaked. It was absolutely soaking, wasn't it?
Did he get trench foot?
No, he quite enjoyed it in the rain because it kind of kept him cool and stuff like that. And
really?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many miles did he
trot? Well, 13.
13 miles?
Yeah, it's a half marathon.
Blimey.
Yeah.
What's a whole one then? Double.
26. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
I don't know
how they worked that out.
Would he go up to work up to a triathlon next then?
Quite possibly.
Dive into the River Stour at the end.
Yeah, Iron Man and all that.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. Anyway, I'd like to say a massive, massive thank you for today's show sponsor.
I would.
Who is Sampson Gas. And I happen to know that Danny, Joe and all the folks from Sampson Gas are actually listening to us live at this moment from a beach in Mauritius, you believe?
And it looks lovely.
It's gorgeous.
It?
And he went and tweeted us a photograph earlier, didn't he? Which was really mean of him.
I know. And there's one yesterday of him that was even meaner.
Yeah.
And then he was in a chef's hat as well.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what he was doing. He was cooking for the hotel or something.
Something like that. Anyway, thank you so much for sponsoring today's show, and I hope you're enjoying it, listening to us on the beach in Mauritius. I've no idea what the time is there.
No, I don't really know much about Mauritius.
Do you not?
Indian Ocean?
Yeah, it is indeed.
What would you have there? What would you eat there? Coconuts?
I'm sure they've got other types of food, Jules, yeah. But coconuts, Coco la Mer.
Yeah.
Isn't Mauritius the only place where they have those huge Coco la Mer coconuts, the big things?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Only ever had, the brown hairy ones you get at the, coconut shy in England.
Yeah, yeah.
But over there, they're green, aren't they, and lovely and fresh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And they're doing a lot of work with Sri Lanka, I've heard, Mauritius. That's what my little, nub of knowledge.
Well, thank you for that, Jules.
Yeah. Sri Lanka is an emerging market, of course.
Yeah.
So possibly Sampson Gas is getting into putting air conditioning in.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Although he's not in Sri Lanka, obviously, he's in Mauritius, but 1,000 miles between friends?
Well, work with me. I'm saying he could put air conditioning in Mauritius.
No, I'm not going to work with you on his nonsense. Enough of that nonsense.
He can prize himself out of his chair.
Anyway, enough of listening to Jules, because we don't want to listen to Jules. We want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent and the southeast of England, or anywhere else for that matter. We're having a growing international audience these days. Mauritius, New Jersey, Luxembourg, Turkey, all kinds of places. We'd like to hear from you, the listeners. You can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. More likely, though, is to email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me and to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had a couple of dozen tweets in, and we will be reading those shortly. But I think what we will do, young Jules, fellow my lad, is start with an email.
Come and join us, and this is, who is this? Katie King and Paul Stephen are the guests at this latest DigiKent event, which is every month, and their new monthly meetups. It's a chance to keep the discussion going between conferences and learn new techniques from invited speakers and network with your online contacts face-to-face and share digital marketing tips. And the next monthly meetup is Thursday the 28th of August, which is this Thursday, I believe, 6 p.m. to 7:30 at Fruitworks in Canterbury. So as they've said, there'll be networking and there'll be an open forum, which gives you a chance to break the ice and discuss a key aspect of digital marketing and a digital clinic. Get your website reviewed or your specific questions answered by our experts. And come away with a master plan for improvement. As I said, there'll be Paul Stephen, who's the CEO of Sagittarius Marketing, and also Katie King of Zudikas Consulting. And
I always pronounce that Zudikas, and she always punches me.
Oh, I would. Yes, if I were her, I would. She's talking about avoiding extinction, which is probably good for you.
Do you think?
Bit of a woolly mammoth.
Bit of a dinosaur?
bit of a woolly mammoth,
uh-huh,
evolving into a social business. So it's £12 plus VAT per meeting, and you can save 25% on 6 meetings at £54 plus VAT. 3ws.digitalinkent.co.uk.
Cool, thank you. I'd like to tell you about a Wadhurston District Business Association Marketing Hub event. Improve Your Marketing, happening on Tuesday, the 2nd of September. That'll be next Tuesday, 6.30 in the evening till 8. And it's at the Commemoration Hall in Wadhurst. And the format is 6.30, structured networking, designed to get you talking to people you really want to meet over a glass of wine. 7 o'clock, a panel discussion. A group of marketing professionals will discuss how to maximise the impact of your marketing in person, in print and online, with plenty of time to answer your questions. And then at 7.45, there's an open discussion and the networking continues. All of our Marketing Hub events aim to help you expand your network and provide concrete help and advice to better market your business. They cost £10 on the door, or you can attend for free if you become a Wadhurst and District Business Association member, which costs a measly £35 a year.
Measly.
You can find out about it by contacting Mark Ballett at markballett, B-A-L-L-E-T-T, at gmail.com, or you can look at their website, which is Wadhurst Business, all one word, wadhurstbusiness.co.uk.
And of course, Mark Ballett was on our show last week.
He was indeed. He was a guest last week.
Again.
Business author, consultant and business guru. So do get along to that. We've had a number of tweets, and I'm going to start with some tweets from ADM Computing in Canterbury that say, hi, don't miss the Business Bunker show. We're tuned in. Thank you, guys, and welcome. And we've also had a tweet from Claire Carr, and she says, hi, Business Bunker. We're offering local businesses a comprehensive HR health check for just £50. And you can find out about that by going to the website peopleandproject.com. That's people and, the word and, A-N-D, project, peopleandproject.com. Please give us a mention. Thank you very much. Claire, you've just been mentioned. What I will do is I will put the link to that website on the Kent Business Radio website. Everything you hear on today's show will be on the show page, and today's show is show number 188. And all the links that you hear throughout the show will be found on that show page forevermore.
Oh, listen, Susie Frost is tuning in, and it's the Colour Room. Hello to you, vegan living hairstylist. So she's tuning in. Hello to you.
Hold on.
You could
go with that again.
Vegan living hairstylist.
A vegan hairstylist.
Yeah, she's one of my followers, I think, and she's somehow discovered you.
Really? A vegan hairstylist?
Yeah, well, you know what it is, because I use an organic hair colour.
No, that's fine. No, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just working out how I'm going to fit that into my lifestyle, having no hair and being a bit of a meat eater.
She can do this. I saw you tucking into the venison on Scoffle
Bob. I did, actually, yeah.
The Superior Show.
Yeah.
ADM Computing, have you mentioned them?
I just did.
F-keys.
Why are you reading my tweets?
F-keys.
Why are you reading my tweets? Well, you're supposed to be reading emails and you're reading my tweets.
To me as well, you see. F-keys.
F-keys.
Join the Business Bunker Radio, they say.
F-keys are the Microsoft training company
there
in Medway and Canterbury. And very good they are too.
And they're actually doing a little guest speaking slot at Lenley's.
Really?
This Thursday.
At the Kent Tweet Up at Lenley's, Roper Road, Canterbury.
10 a.m.
Are they? Blimey.
Free parking.
Is Dennis still there?
Dennis, head of beds, mm-hmm, is still there. He'll probably be lounging in a Vicebring or maybe
will
a Tempur.
And Alex from F Keys is doing the talk there, is he?
Yeah, not in the bed. I mean, he's standing up.
Couldn't he do it from bed?
Bread?
Wouldn't that go down better? Wouldn't that make it more interesting? If we had a Kent Business...
I think you'll find that story was done. Do you remember? I put Jonathan Watts and Dennis Head of Beds into bed together and did that story.
Yeah. We ought to do John and Yoko networking, though, didn't we? Wouldn't that would work, wouldn't it?
It would.
If we all did it in bed.
It would.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we get in enough trouble as it is without doing that, frankly. But I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Details, Kent Business Tweet Up.
So is that this Thursday?
UK. Yeah.
The 28th?
Yeah.
At Lenley's in Roper Road.
KentBusinessTweetUp.co.uk.
Good.
I'll see if they can get a very big bed, a king size ultra for you.
For me, just for me.
To lounge in.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that.
The Federation of Small Businesses, she says, bringing things back to normal, is on the 10th of September, North Kent Business Clinic, networking plus guest speaker, 5:15 to 6:30 in Dickens World, Leviathan Way. That's M for mother, E for four, LL for lion. And also 12th of September, they've got a small business question time. What do SMEs want from Ebbsfleet Garden City? That's a really good one. 8:30 a.m. to 11 at Prince's Park in Dartford. If you're interested in the plans for Ebbsfleet Garden Centre, sorry, Ebbsfleet Garden City.
Ebbsfleet Garden Centre. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's because I've just given away a wheelbarrow on the Superior Show.
Yeah, yeah. Before.
Ebbsfleet, do you want a garden centre in Ebbsfleet Garden City, they want to know. And if you want to help shape the debate, join Gareth Johnson, MP, Councillor Jeremy Kite, plus other Kent business leaders at this morning of debate and discussion. And there is a website, which is www.fforfreddy.sforsugarbforbertie.org.uk, FSB Kent Events.
Oh, I love this, Jules. I love this.
What's this?
I love this. I've just had a tweet message from Danny in Mauritius.
Oh, yeah.
He's about, after the end of the show, to do his ice bucket challenge.
Oh, no.
In Mauritius, on the beach. And guess who he's nominating?
Who? Not us.
Jules Serkin. No, oh, I've already done it.
Oh, no.
Jules Miss West T-shirt 1941 Serkin.
Does that mean that I fly out to Mauritius to have it
done? No. No. Funnily enough, just before we went live
You've
on
done
air,
it.
Didn't you see my video?
No.
On Facebook?
No.
What have you been doing at the weekend?
Oh, looking after my new husband. He's got concussion, I told you.
I know.
You.
It's just That's been a shame. So Get well boring. Soon, Gav.
Yeah, so boring, though, watching.
No, I did my ice bucket challenge at the weekend. Oh. Funny enough, just before we went live on air, Annie Clifton Holt, who owns the farm where Channel Radio is based, showed me a video of her son doing his, and they went big time. Two of them, Toby and another guy, ice bucket challenge, from a whole bucket of a digger. You know, there must have been like 400 weight of water around there.
That's
must
big.
Have hurt, actually.
Yeah.
From a great height. Amazing video.
I'm just thinking that if Danny's doing it in Mauritius on a beach, it's really cheating, isn't it? Because it's kind of, you probably want an ice bucket over you.
Quite possibly. But anyway, he's nominating you.
Oh, dear. When does do I have to do
this? You get
this?
24 hours.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, really.
And who has to do it to me?
Well, any way you want.
Really?
Yeah. You just have to sip ice water over your head and get someone to film it to prove you did it.
I thought I'd get a bit of notice, Danny.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Because I was going to come in
next week. Because I nominated Chris Pollard and Sian Murphy, and I've heard nothing from Sian at all. She's gone very, very quiet. Chris is busy planning an epic 3-hour video of his
He's got Justin
exertions.
To do it, Justin
Well, exactly. Bean. He's going to get a whole film crew
He'll
down
be getting
there.
Lights,
gonna,
camera, makeup. Yeah,
it'll be choreography. Choreographed and all that kind of stuff, and he'll have dancing girls and
when
all kinds.
I saw that happening, that we were being nominated by Beer Balls and whoever it was, you know, the pub down the pub.
Down the pub boys,
I thought we'd have a whole week to plan it, and then I could come in with a little onesie and my vanity case and my hairdryer and everything, and you know, I didn't know it was going to be rushed.
Oh no, that's the whole point. Anyway, Danny's nominated you, and I've accepted on your behalf.
Oh, how pleasant, Danny.
That's
Thank
all right.
You very much.
And the whole world knows now.
Oh.
So you can't get out of it.
So who donates? Do I donate then to breast cancer?
Yeah, what I did with mine, with ALS, a few people were getting a bit shirty about it on Twitter. So what I've said is, if anybody else wants to donate, they can donate to ALS or a charity of their choice.
Why were they getting shirty?
Oh, it's all kinds of nonsense. You know what people are like. They get shirty about everything, don't they, really, on social media. That's the point of it, is to
So make... I've got to have this done in 24 hours?
Yeah, reasonably, Ish. Yeah.
I'm just looking behind me.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no one creeping in. Right.
So there you go. Now you're living in fear now that somebody's going to sneak up behind you with a bucket of water.
Yeah, well, it can't be done with the electronic equipment, can it? Because you'd get upset.
Yeah, I would. You're right.
You would.
Anyway, that's made my day. I'm happy with
Thank
that
Thank you, Daniel. So nice.
Read an email, Jules.
Yes, I will. I'm in shock. I think I've already got thermal sort of something or other creeping in. Kent Invicta Chamber, Network Annual Summer Barbecue. This is 12 till 2 p.m. And you need to book because it gets very booked up and popular. Located within a beautiful and inspirational environment in the grounds of Canterbury Cathedral, Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce shall be hosting a networking summer barbecue. It's a two-course barbecue with soft drinks on arrival. You need to go to Well, where do you go? I don't know. You go to Kent Invicta Chamber Networking website, but also it will be on the Kent Business Radio, kentbusiness.co.uk. But it's the 4th of September, and as I said, it's at 12 till 2. So that sounds rather nice. I might go to that.
Mm.
4th of September.
I just had something spooky
put
happen.
Put that in my handbag so I can go.
We just had something spooky happen.
More than having a bucket of water on your head.
Yeah, Mikey T, better known as DJ Party Anthems, a DJ on this very radio station, has just tweeted out two pictures of you and me.
Really?
Right now, live in this studio, which he's taken off of that webcam.
Oh.
Stop spying on us.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you seen it? You can see your ball patch on yours.
I haven't got a ball
patch.
Oh,
right.
Oh, you are awful. But I like you. No, I can't see that. I'll have a look in a minute. I'm just feeling a bit spooked, actually, by this ice bucket thing, because the two guests, the lovely guests, just, they've gone, you know, they're all giggling behind me, and I just think one of them might have an ice bucket behind them. You know, you don't trust these guests.
Well, there you go, as if it was their fault. Well, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage, and then when we're going to come back, we're going to speak to one of our guests.
Do you know, I fancy going out for a little day trip.
Do you?
You know, motoring.
All right, OK.
Maybe around Romney Marsh.
Right, OK.
Sandwiches. Potty.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 26th of August with me and Jules. That was the Beatles with Day Tripper.
You can just imagine a little Morris Minor with that, can't you?
Could you?
Yeah.
Would you like a little Morris Minor?
Actually, it's the first car I learned to drive in. My mum had one.
Did she?
We used to call it a jelly mould.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's what I used to broom around in Essex.
My first car was a Hillman Imp. Well, the first real car, when I passed my test, the first car I actually owned was a Ford Anglia, but it had no floor. On the day I bought it, I drove it home. I didn't have a licence either. But I drove it home and I went to brake and I put my foot on the brake, and the brake just went straight through the floor. So that was the end of that, really.
So then you were running like Fred Flintstone.
That was 20 quid wasted, that was, on a car.
20 quid. God.
Anyway, we've had an email.
Have we?
From About Talent, who say, we love what we do. About Talent celebrated its fourth birthday this month, and what better way to mark it than with the news that we're one of three companies selected as finalists in the Ethical Business category of the Tunbridge Wells Borough Council Love Where We Live Awards. Living my life and doing business ethically is a core value of mine, so I'm delighted to have been nominated and would like to thank everyone who has shared our journey. And that's from Belinda Raitt, and their website is www.abouttalent.co.uk. So do check them out. And well done to Belinda and the team at About Talent for their nomination.
Yes, that's great.
For the Tunbridge Wells Ethical Business Awards. Brilliant.
Hello. Did we say hello to Jigsaw Cloud?
JK You're reading
Burrows.
My tweets again.
Yeah, hello.
Get
to
off
you.
My tweets.
Listening in.
Or get off my cloud. That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah, by Mick Jagger.
Get off my tweet.
You're about the same age.
Hey, hey, you, you.
You're about the same age.
Don't
as him
start.
Now,
get off my tweet.
Yeah, you are about the same as him. And also Slim Sam's Cakery. Hello to you.
Are you going to read all of my tweets?
Maybe. Just keeping up. God, we've had lots of new followers, Paul Andrews, as
we
well.
We have indeed.
Hundreds.
Do you know what we're going to do now, though?
We're going to speak to one of our guests.
We're going to speak to our first guest of the day, which is going to introduce a modicum of common sense and...
Decorum
and some real professionalism into
He's
this
got
studio.
A lovely voice, listener.
He has a perfect voice for radio. Mm. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Monk Show Mr. Stuart Rogers of Venture Beat Insight. Stuart, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monk Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I'll tell you what, why don't we kick off with you telling us a little bit about Stuart and then a little bit about Venture Beat Insights, and then we'll go from there.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks, Paul.
See what I mean about his voice, listen.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
You've built me
like
up.
Galaxy.
Built me up
it?
Far too much here. Professionalism, very good. I've been in sales and marketing now for a very long time. I spent quite a long time now running software companies or being involved in selling software solutions. For a very long time, I was involved in the print industry.
All right.
Not in what I call the fat-fingered part of the print industry, and actually doing the print. But again, in software and in solutions and services around that.
Okay.
So boffinism.
Yeah, what? You could call me
boffinism.
I like to be called a geek because there's nothing wrong with being a geek.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's like being a nerd but with social skills. So.
Yeah.
And very long time now, I've been involved in. More of the business management side of things, more involved in internet, in social media marketing,
right.
In content marketing, all of those good things that everybody is into these days. Recently, was running a software company down in Portsmouth, or running a division of a company in Portsmouth, and have now joined VentureBeat. VentureBeat, people may have come across, it's one of the big tech news websites out in San Francisco. They have about 7.5 million readers a month, and what we've
wow.
done is we've actually built a new product as part of the VentureBeat family called VB Insight.
Okay, let's just I just want to dwell just for a second on VentureBeat itself, just so that our listeners that don't know of it, and there can't be many, but some of them will not have heard of it, obviously. Just give us a very brief overview again of what VentureBeat actually is. It's online.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. VentureBeat.com is one of the big news websites.
Right.
So what you have there is proper journalists, not hacks like me, who really understand their craft.
Right.
They're keeping very, very close to what's going on, not just in Silicon Valley, because obviously they're very close to that being in San Francisco, but around the world.
Right.
And it's a place where you break news.
Right, okay.
You know, it's a place where you will find out all about the latest new web tools and startups and who's getting funding.
Right.
You'll find out about things like latest sales automation products, latest marketing technologies.
Cool.
All of these things.
Right.
So they're one of the sites that breaks that news worldwide.
Hmm.
People look to them for the very latest insights, but also for balanced and fair journalism.
And is this a free to read publication?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And it's really in that spirit of making sure that you stay, you know, fair and balanced, and you know, look at every single side of the story. Mm. I know a lot of people say when they're looking at stories that you should look at two sides, but actually there's normally a lot more sides than that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Journalists, you know, are trained to look at every single side of the story. Mm. And
unless they're writing for the Daily Mail.
Well, you know, there is that.
But, yeah, and then they only look at one.
Yeah, they normally look at Kate Bush's age or her weight, which is really getting my goat at the moment.
That's your pet hate of today, isn't it?
Well, I mean, she's a genius. What they're rambling on about.
Not that it's anything to do with what Stuart's telling us about.
But whatever. Talking about journalists.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
The best thing to do is just ignore us.
I'm just going to pass over the Kate Bush comment.
Yeah, yeah.
She is a genius, by the way.
She is. I mean, she's a modern-day Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Beethoven is the best
Tchaikovsky.
Yeah. She's a deaf German, is what you're trying to say. Okay. Sorry, Stuart. Go on, carry on.
Wasn't aware she had any unfinished movements.
Well, that's a bit personal, isn't it?
But, yeah, we've taken that. We've created VB Insight. And right. I think the best way to explain what VB Insight is really to draw an analogy with the world of the smartphone. So we've all got smartphones now over here.
Yep.
Except your mum, she hasn't got one.
And you've got an app store on the smartphone, right?
Yeah.
So you go to your app store, you download an app, and that's the way forward.
Right.
What we've done is we've built effectively what is an app store, but for reports and surveys and studies,
right.
Analysis, you know, things that experts have gone out of their way to actually work out what is really happening in marketing technology, in sales and marketing, on the internet, with web tools, understand how people use social media.
So it's like a content app store.
Absolutely, yeah. Content app store is a very, very good way of putting it.
Cool, okay.
And that's because, you know, we think that a lot of the people out there that are real experts in what they do, they might be a subject matter expert that's been doing it for 20, 25 years, and they never get their voices heard because they're not employed by, you know, one of the big analyst firms. They're not employed by any of the second or third tier analyst firms. They've been doing their job for 25 years. They really know their stuff, but their voices never get heard. Their analysis never gets understood. Their their expertise never gets put out there.
That's kind of interesting as well, Stuart, because it comes back to what you were intimating earlier about the need for journalists to look at lots of different sides of the equation. In the past, one of the things is the agenda is set by quite a small group of people who tend to set the agenda. Not that they're being disingenuous or anything, but all of us have an angle on everything. So, you know, what we get to hear, read, see and understand in the past could have been quite a small subset of what's actually going on out there.
Yeah, I think what's very interesting about that is that, you know, the analysts really, the big analyst firms, they employ people who might have been looking at a particular topic or area of business for 6 months to a year, and then they write their analysis, they write their study. And I think that's great, because a lot of times when you're very, very, very close to something, or if you've been in an industry for a very long time, you can bring a lot of baggage along with you, and it's quite hard to be objective. But at the same time, there are people out there who really do know their stuff, who don't have that sort of single-minded point of view. And this is their opportunity to explain really what their market space, what their niche, what their industry is all about. But I agree. I mean, I think, you know, there's a place, obviously, for the big analyst firms. Otherwise, they wouldn't be as big as they are. And they all have excellent reputations for looking at all the sides of the analysis. But this is an opportunity for everyone to, you know, give themselves a chance of explaining what their industry is about or what their sector is about.
Okay, so let's just explore that a little bit more. VentureBeat Insights is a platform, it's a store where you can upload your content, your infographics, your reports, your analysis. Is that the idea of how it works?
Yeah, we're looking for experts who can either have access to a lot of data themselves that they can analyse and work through. If people don't have access to a lot of data, but they are an absolute subject matter expert, and when you look at the analysts that we've got on board at the moment, they are really, you know, best of breed. They're the people who really understand their industry better than anyone else. But they might not have access to the ability to survey people and send questionnaires to people. So one of the great things is because this is all part of the VentureBeat family, we've got 7.5 million readers a month.
Right.
So we can actually give the analysts the opportunity to survey those people and get the results.
Right, cool.
You know, once they've surveyed those people, that's when they can take that analysis. They can go and write their study, work out what it means. So, you know, we're doing quite a few all at one time. We've just finished off a survey about pay rates and benefits and, you know, how sort of chief marketing officers are being paid and how marketers are being paid. And, top-level people, are they... do they care more about the salary or do they care more about the life insurance that comes with it?
Right, okay.
And these are things that you don't know until you ask.
Sure.
Other people, they might be vendors, but they're writing a report not because they're writing a sales document, because we wouldn't allow that through the system. But they might be a vendor that is maybe somebody that is in social media marketing. Their software is being used to tweet a billion tweets a month.
Right.
So what they'll do is they'll take those billion tweets a month and they'll analyse those to figure out how people are using Twitter.
Right.
It's completely valid data. It's not the sort of thing you'd normally see from any of the big analyst firms.
Right, okay.
That is interesting, isn't it?
It certainly is.
To get that on the Twitter.
But as Stuart's intimated, you know, it's also drawing people in that have a lot of expertise that normally don't get heard. And that diversification of the message is something that interests me, because I've, as Jules has told you about four times now, I am old, and I've been around a long time. But one of my passions in life is disruptive technology. I love doing things that people say you can't do. And one of the things I've found all the way through my career, both when I work for other people and working for myself, so many people get ensconced in their industry that they think they know absolutely everything there is to know, which they probably do about the history of their industry, but it doesn't mean to say they know about the future of it. And that's what fascinates me. So getting a different perspective from people is crucially important, otherwise you end up with a very small subset of stuff. I really like the sound of that. It sounds really good. Where are you where are you in the launch of this? How long has VentureBeat Insights been going? Is it actually launched yet? Where are we with it, Stuart?
It's out there as a beta,
right?
Or as my American compatriots say, a beta,
right? A beta.
So we're in beta at the moment, and you can find it at insight.venturebeat.com.
Cool.
It's pretty simple. I mean, anyone who's got any kind of social media account or an email address can sign up to access it.
Right.
And we've got quite a few free reports on there that people don't have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, the bar is quite low in a lot of places for the research that's out there.
Right.
We've got reports on the system from, you know, $39 upwards.
Right.
And that's very different to the rest of the analyst marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, when I used to have to either get into an analyst report because it was the way for me to market my product, or if I wanted to get access to an analyst report because I needed the data, it would cost me thousands of dollars to get access to that.
I'm old enough to remember when people like the Gartner Group and the Yankee Group dominated that kind of marketplace years ago, and they were frighteningly expensive then.
Well, it cost me to the tune of around about $30,000 once to get into a Gartner report.
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, there's a lot of different costs involved in that, not just the cost of getting involved, because obviously you have to sponsor the reports in some cases. But in addition to that, you have all the soft costs of getting all of your top management together for, you know, days on end to sit there and chat about the facts and figures that you're going to pass over to Gartner. At which point you get a fantastic report. It's absolutely top notch. Of course, you'd expect that from them.
Yeah.
But the reach of that report isn't great because it's so expensive to buy.
Right, yeah. So few people can afford to buy it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I found that a lot of my competitors actually bought the report. So,
right.
You know, it was a big spend. And it was a big spend to effectively give lots of competitive information away.
Right, absolutely. And it is interesting, though, isn't it? This is part of a general trend, though, brought about by social media, by technology, by a new way of doing things that has opened up the whole world to a lot more data and a lot more information. And we were having a discussion about this off-air, were we not, Stuart? when we were using the analogy of the music industry, which is an industry which has completely flip-flopped. Many years ago, basically you did concerts at very low prices in order to sell albums. Mm. And now you give away albums in order to sell tickets.
And now there
to
are
concerts.
No albums.
Yeah, sorry?
There are no albums.
No, no, you just you either steal or buy at very low cost tracks.
Or Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. But that is done in order to generate interest in a band, an artist, a singer, to actually go and see them perform. Mm. Which brings us right back to Kate Bush, who is in fact performing tonight for the first time in 30 years at the Hammersmith Apollo.
I would say, Kate. I would have loved to have gone.
Yeah.
Are you in the backing? Are you one of the backing
singers
this year?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You and Madeline Bell.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, coming back to what Stuart was saying, because this is the interesting part of all of this. Stuart, once again, give us a shout for the website so that people can go and look at this and find out what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to insight.venturebeat.com.
Cool.
And so insight, no www's. S-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a link already on the Kent Business Radio website to this, but yeah.
So tell me again.
Spelled in the Queen's English.
Insight.
Insight.venturebeat.com.
Brilliant.
Cool. We do have links on the Business Bunker show to that already. And Stuart, if anybody wants to follow you on Twitter, what's your Twitter handle, mate?
It's The Real SJR.
Cool. The Real SJR. You can find Stuart on the Twitter there and give him a follow. For the moment, Stuart, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. It's really fascinating to hear about it. The stuff going on with marketing is absolutely brilliant. Mm. We're gonna look at that over the coming months, and I'm sure we'll get you back at some point to develop that and grow that and talk about that some more. But for the moment, thank
I'm
you very
sure,
much.
I'm sure a speaker at Fruitworks.
Exactly, yeah. We were also talking about this, that there's lots of opportunities here to platform. And one of the things that we were saying is that unlike other parts of the world, the UK isn't greatly served with big events where these kind of things can be talked about and discussed and stuff like that. There are some, but there should be more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Stuart, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. But for the moment, Stuart Rogers of VentureBeat Insights, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Institute of Directors.
Yeah.
ROC DOC, 28th of August. What's ROC DOC?
Well, you got the email. I don't know.
It's ROC Rock Doc.
It's the Rock Doc.
What is the Rock Doc?
Well, if you read the email, it'll probably tell you.
You print these off. I would.
Yeah,
you
well, you're reading
researched.
It.
They get thrust at me before the show. Anyway, Rock Doc, 28th of August. You're invited to join us for a drink after work and a seaside safari. Oh, that sounds good. With Fanette's Rock Doc. What is a Rock Doc, we ask? We don't know. Maybe we'll find out. There's a member price, which is £10, and a non-member price, which is £17. It's sponsored by geologist and naturalist Alastair Bruce. And he's the guide for the unique tour of Botany Bay. Botany Bay.
No, that'll be Botany Bay Broadstairs, not Botany Bay, Australia.
No, it's your pirate sort of thing.
It's not.
Botany Bay.
Botany Bay's Australian.
No, that's where they used to...
Struth, Sheila.
No, that's where the smugglers used to come in. Botany Bay. You will never look at the coastline the same way again, they say. So after the walk, they will adjourn to a local hotel for a well-earned drink and nibbles. Promoting business in Kent is high on the agenda, so why not forward this invitation to your colleagues and clients? So all details of that will go on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. I'm sure they're already there.
Cool.
I read that out last week.
I've had an interesting tweet. I'm not sure if I can do this justice, because in 140 characters, they're not entirely able to expound on this. But it's from Kent County Council, and it says, "Hi, Business Bunker. The Kent Reimagined event, The Cloud Seminar, is on the 11th of September at 6:30 p.m. in Maidstone." And then it's given me a web link, which is kent.gov.uk/...
You're thinking of the ice challenge again.
Yeah, I am, aren't I? /. Oh, no, I was doing that in a Northern Ireland accent. /.
That makes me go all weak at the knees.
Yeah, I'll do that again, shall I?
I'm thinking of Zed cars now.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you old enough to remember Zed cars?
Yeah. Fancy Smith.
Yeah. Who's that?
Zed cars. Come on, you just told me. Zed Victor 1. He was the driver in Zed Victor 1. You just told me Zed cars.
I'm on to the touch of frost at the moment.
Anyway, can I read this website out?
Go on then, if you must.
Thank you. It's kent.gov.uk/about the county, and you can find out more about this cloud seminar on the 11th of September, Kent Reimagined, a KCC free event in Maidstone, so do check that out.
And Samson Gas are saying from their little love nest in Mauritius, just waiting on the ice, 10 minutes, the seas will be done. I think he means deed. The deed will be done. It's that predictive text again. Hopefully get the video to you soon after. Do you have to video it all as well? It's all very technical, isn't it?
Yeah. Blimey, we got an international audience today. I've just had a tweet from the lovely Debbie Barwick,
yes,
of Revivals in Canterbury.
Yes.
Revivals Mad Shop on the Twitter. Revivals is an upcycled and vintage shop in Canterbury.
Where you get all your tweed.
Exactly, where I get my tweeds from.
Yeah.
But she's actually on holiday listening to us in Croatia at the moment.
Is she?
Yeah.
What a place.
And she says, hi, I could do with a shout out for Revivals all the way from Croatia.
Oh, well, that sounds amazing. I expect she's
but you don't have to go to Croatia to buy some tweeds. You can go to Canterbury, St. Peter's Street.
Yeah.
But Debbie won't be there because she's on holiday in Croatia listening to the Business Monkey
would
Show.
You be able to
as
get,
you would.
Would you be able to get a deer stalker from there?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's worth going there because it looks like a tiny, tiny shop. But when you go in there, it's on like three floors. And what she hasn't got in there is nobody's business.
What road is it? St. Peter's Street?
St. Peter's Street, yeah, which is the
which
high street.
Which is that one? Oh, that's the high street.
It's the Westgate end of the high street, yeah.
I sure. So near Lendley's, Roper Road?
Yeah,
a little schlep. Schlep
yeah,
up the high
yeah,
street.
Yeah, you could schlep there.
Is it near
yeah.
Doodars?
Oh, it's right, just round the corner from Doodars.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now I'm with you. So yeah. I might go in and get a deer stalker.
As you would.
I love venison.
Why does she always bring it back to food?
Well, I do love
always,
venison.
Always, no matter what.
Well, you know, Paul Andrews, on the Scoff and
it's
Quaff,
your one weakness, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
On the Scoff and Quaff show, which is 11 to 12, every Tuesday.
Is it any good?
It's a superior show.
Is it?
We were scoffing today, Seed and Bean award-winning organic chocolate, which is fair trade. I had...
No.
I had
no,
the
no,
nicest
no.
live...
No. Let's call a halt to this right now. In the interests of honesty,
yeah.
you weren't scoffing it, Jules, because what actually happened is you were sent the samples over the weekend and you ate the lot before you got here.
Well,
so what you actually had was some empty packets that your guests had to sniff because that was the closest they could get to tasting what it was like, the Cornish sea salt and lime chocolate.
The trouble was...
Was it not?
Andrews.
Yeah.
Trouble, you're close.
Right.
Because Charlotte Davy from Seed and Bean sent me some, but her big mistake was sending it on a bank holiday weekend. So it arrived on a Friday. I was looking after my new husband, nursing, doing invalid food. I started off having a little square, and that's where it all went wrong. But it was very nice, the Cornish sea salt and lime. But we were eating live venison. Well, it was dead. But
live venison.
We were eating venison. Oh, okay. Dear.
No, don't worry, folks. She really wasn't eating live venison.
Dear.
No, even Jules wouldn't do that.
Can you elk me out on this, boys?
Oh, dear.
You can become a volunteer business mentor.
See, Stuart got that. Oh, dear.
I know, but he's in marketing,
Yeah, well...
He has to think up captions and things.
Yeah.
Become a volunteer business mentor, revitalise your own creativity and stimulate your business acumen. I don't really know what acumen is. And support...
It's a men's shop.
Which is the other thing.
Or is that Aquascutum? No, that's Aquascutum.
Which is the other thing. Going on to things I don't know. What is intimated, which you keep saying intimated. It's your word of the show.
Is it? Intimated?
What does it mean?
Well, intimated.
What does it mean? You sure. don't really know, do you?
No, I
just
do know.
I'm
amazed that you, as a journalist and PR consultant, don't know
it's
English.
It's like emanate, though. It's the sort of word that you don't
no,
really
emanate
say.
No, emanate means come from.
Yeah.
Intimated.
It means you're sort of... It's that, isn't it?
No, intimated
it's that,
means
isn't it?
You've suggested, you've mentioned, you've brought it into the domain.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think you sat up last night thinking that word, because you
really?
Said it actually twice.
Have you
today.
Seen the rain out there?
Oh, no, not again.
Look at that.
Oh, my God, I don't need the ice bucket, do I?
No, you just need to stand outside.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing it today. I haven't bought my hairdryer. I haven't bought my mascara or anything. Anyway, become a business volunteer mentor. Revitalise your own creativity. Stimulate your business acumen. And support a young, inspiring and potential business person. As part of the West Kent Enterprise Initiative, we're on the lookout for business owners, experts and professionals to join our ever-growing team of business mentors. Next 1.5-day training course is on the 16th and the 24th of September. I think we've missed the 16th, but the 24th is up and coming. What is the date today?
It's 26th.
Oh. Shall we leave that?
That's September, you said, didn't you?
Oh, September, did I? Okay.
It's 26th of August.
I don't really know. Oh, yes. So, yes, okay. September.
You can't get a start. You just can't.
Well, I'm a bit put off by this rain.
No, she's all a flutter. She's all a flutter, listener, because she's been challenged.
I know. I'm a bit worried.
To be dunked in ice water.
No, I'm not looking forward to it. If you'd like...
It'll be the first time in years that she's actually sober because, you know, dunking her in ice water will really bring her up to speed. It'll wear off the two bottles of Prosecco she had for breakfast.
I'm used to playing around with ice buckets, but not great big things.
Yeah.
Anyway, you need to go onto the email, mentoring@kentfoundation.org, and it's the 24th of September. I do feel like life is just, you know, chasing me by, really. Feels like September. Best of Kent shows. This is the East Kent B2B. This is a cracking one. Free conference and exhibitions, and it's Wednesday the 11th of September at the St Lawrence Cricket Ground, Canterbury. Hear from one of the countries successful businessmen.
Who is this person?
No, it says country. Doug Richard, who's the dynamic fabulous Dragon's Den, is a keynote speaker. Doug specialises in inspiring entrepreneurs to achieve more and will prove to you that entrepreneurs are made and not born. And from choir boy to rock star to
QJ,
entrepreneur to the one with the sneakers, the one with the amazing
the plimsolls,
shoes, yeah.
The red plimsolls, QJ.
He's also on Channel Radio, you know.
He is indeed.
What day?
Biz HQ, Wednesdays, 5 o'clock.
Okay, so he will be the second speaker. And this is on the Wednesday, the 11th of September at St Lawrence Cricket Ground.
Cool. We're going to play some more tunage now.
Yeah,
and when we come back from that tunage, we're going to speak to our next guest.
About cars.
Is.
I love a car.
Drive.
I'm going to ask him about that lovely green little BMW he's got.
Are you?
Like sort of
the Z4.
Like yeah. Nice, huh?
Gonna tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Yeah, who's gonna plug their ears when you go on thinking
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on Tuesday, the very rainy 26th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and a stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
It's a little bit like the monsoon season, isn't it?
It is very much like the monsoon season.
Did I say it like that, or is that you saying it like that?
No, it was me saying it like that. You could tell the difference because I said it, not you.
Not much difference. Business leaders, Paul Andrews, Garden City event. Garden cities and meeting local business, meeting local housing demand, the benefits for the wider business community. This will be hosted by Gullen's Solicitors, who are previous lovely guests on the Business Bunker.
Right.
And they will celebrate and explore the potential benefits of a garden city. And this is on Thursday, the 9th of October, Maidstone United Football Club.
At Gallagher Stadium.
Maidstone United, Gallagher Stadium. ME14 1LQ for Quebec, 8 a.m. to 10:30, and Gullen's Solicitors are inviting Business Bunker listeners to attend, and it's a practical and informative seminar exploring the economic opportunities of a garden city and what it could bring to local businesses and construction sector in and around Maidstone. And there'll be 5 Wolfson Economics Prize finalists. They'll be joining them. That's Chris Blundell, Director of Regeneration and Development of Golding Homes, and Hugh Edwards. Hugh Edwards? Is that the Hugh Edwards? I have a bit of a weakness.
But have you been seeing you, Sarika?
I have a bit of a weakness for Hugh.
I don't think it's the same.
I don't think it's the same one. No. Partner at Barton Willmore. I'm sure that Hugh is also nice. Mm. But I have a bit of a weakness for Hugh. And they were shortlisted by the prestigious prize for their...
Prestigious.
Prestigious.
Prestigious. I like that. Prestigious.
What do you say? Prestigious. Go on.
Well known.
I expect you say... what's that word you keep saying today? Emanate. Or what was the other one? Intimated. Oh, I've never heard of such a thing. Anyway, how would you deliver a new garden city which is visionary, economically viable and popular, Paul Andrews? How would you?
What?
Would you put infrastructure in?
Infrastructure where?
In this new garden city.
I can't tell you that.
Why?
Because I'm on the panel talking about it and I'll be giving it away.
Will
right
you be
now,
one
wouldn't
of
it?
Them? Huh? Does it say your name?
No, I'm probably not on that one. No. I'm actually on the one at Ebbsfleet.
You're probably on the sort of booby list. Booby prize list.
Anyway, enough of that.
I was just finishing. Chris's essay draws upon Golding Homes' plans for a garden suburb to the southeast of Maidstone, and follows closely the announcement of a new garden city at Ebbsfleet. So you're right, there's going to be two that we know of. Barton Willmore's entry sets out a 10-point plan for the delivery of a new garden city. So that sounds very interesting. And you need to go on to www.goldinghomes.org.uk to find out more and speak to Chris Blundell, who's the Director of Regeneration
cool.
and Development.
Thank you.
With me reading that.
I am. I'm really, really bored.
You're getting shifty.
Yeah. I'm just bored with your reading of emails. So I'd like to speak to our next guest is what I want to do.
The tension of a gnat.
No, I want to talk to our guest. I've been really keen to listen to our guest, which is why I played him a
Cars.
A Cars.
A Day Tripper.
And all that, and I want to talk to him, and I don't want to listen to you anymore.
No, well, I want to find out about this BMW.
Yeah, I know. See, I tweeted that out because I knew you'd get lustful over that.
It would suit me.
Yeah, it would indeed, if you could get in it.
Though I have talked to him, or out of it.
Yeah.
I have talked to him about a powder blue Mercedes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest of the day to the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Mitch White from Cars from Kent. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure to have you on such a rotten day out there. It's better to be in this nice warm studio without all that rain, but welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Mitch, and then we'll talk a little bit about Cars from Kent, and then we'll talk a little bit about this natty little Z4 that we got lined up for Jules, yeah? She did make a big mistake, though. I did offer to sell her my last car at a very, very reasonable price, and she ummed and ahed for ages, so I shifted it.
No,
and then
reason.
She came to me and said, right, I've decided to buy it, but it was just too late.
Well, you know what it was. My new husband is still suffering. He went, he's the son of a Jewish accountant. You know?
As if that made any difference at all.
He went, anyway. then, you know, I hesitated.
Yeah.
As you do.
Well, the question is, did you shift it on cars from Kent?
Yeah, you made a profit.
No, actually, I part exchanged it for a new one with a dealer, but I would have done otherwise.
You still made a hefty profit.
I did indeed.
Compared with what you sold it to me to, would have done.
Yeah. See, I offered her the deal of the century, Mitch, and she just turned it down. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk to Mitch. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're just annoying me now. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mitch, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little piggy in the middle. Shut up!
Look, he's very worried that we're going to come to blows in a minute.
Yeah, well, we are. We normally do. The programme normally ends with us wrestling on the floor.
Can you just take my tea back?
Mitch, tell us a little... Oh, look, you're dripping it everywhere.
Well, quick, take it.
Tell us a little bit about you, and then about your motivation for starting your business, and then tell us a bit about your business. That's the way we're going to do this.
Well, I haven't actually been in business that long, only really for the past 3 years.
Because you're very young.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there. I only graduated, 6 years ago.
Right.
What did you study?
Business.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've only been running my own company for the last 3 years, so it's all still very fresh.
Right.
And kind of fell into it, if I'm totally honest. Didn't just wake up one day and think, oh, hang on a minute, you know, Kent needs a used car classified website. It all kind of like fell
did you
place.
Not?
No, I didn't. Yeah, sorry. No, it all kind of like came into play. I used to have a website called cutmotoringcost.com,
right?
Which was like a one-stop shop for motoring. People could go online and find out how to save money on their general day-to-day motoring.
Sure.
And as an offshoot of that, I had a used car classified stop on there. Used car classified section on there, which made it the kind of one-stop shop. Mm. And it didn't take long really to realise that it was that part of the business which was going to thrive. So I decided to channel all of my focus into that and created Cars from Kent.
Right.
So there's not really much to talk about personally because I haven't really been in business that long and I haven't got that much of an employment history, unlike Stuart, who's very established. Mm. But and that's where it's led me today, to creating...
But I'm interested, though, although, you know, because you're a young man and therefore you wouldn't have a huge back story or stuff like that. What I'm interested in, as far as young entrepreneurs are concerned, is kind of what motivated you when you went to University of Kent?
No, I was up in Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire, yeah. Okay. So, but you graduated from university with your lovely little degree.
Where was that? Was that Louth?
No, it was the University of Lincoln.
Oh, really? Okay. So, AOP.
Nah, that's not Lincoln at all, is it?
No, not really.
AOP. AOP Duck. That's South Yorkshire.
They say Ducky.
Or Derbyshire. Yeah, I think the word duck creeps in.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
that. No, AOP. No. Ignore her.
AOP Duck. They do say that.
Yeah. No, they don't. Anyway, you graduated university with your degree in business. Did you contemplate going to work for somebody else? Have you always wanted to have your own business? How's it working?
Well, I initially went straight into insurance.
Right.
Because it was, you know, a city-bound job and, you know, eventually money's good, that sort of thing. Wanted to work in the city. But ultimately, I just wanted a position that was quite vibrant. Mm. You know, you had to be dynamic, think on your feet, that sort of thing. Yeah. And I was always looking to progress. And as the opportunity to run my own business came up, I realised that you can do all those things working for yourself.
Yeah.
And you can create your own opportunities. So that was the reason I ended up running my own company. Because I was happy in my employment before I started what was Cut Motoring Cost and then turned into Cars from Kent. But just to have that opportunity to go work for yourself, stand on your own 2 feet, it had all the same appeal as a really decent job offer.
Right.
So I took the entrepreneurial role and work for myself. And don't get me wrong, I mean, it was quite daunting at the time, but never looked back and all that sort of thing. And I'm still going strong now. So, that's ultimately why I did it in the first place.
Yeah, sure. Now, it's fascinating because I don't know if you're aware that at the moment, self-employment and new business startups are running at the biggest rate they've ever done. And it's starting to annoy me a little bit. The powers that be, politicians and the media, are starting to try and put a negative spin on this. We're coming out, even the Office of National Statistics came out. Stuart and I were having a conversation earlier about myths and things that are perpetuated. Mm. And even the ONS put out some figures that are just plain wrong on self-employment. They were coming out with a load of nonsense about the average earnings of self-employed people, and I don't know how they managed to fit those figures up, but they don't bear any relationship to the reality, because most people, the average wage for self-employed in the UK basically is $30,000 a year, whereas the average wage for a permanent employee is $26,000. Now, you know, that's statistics, and, you know, you can find loads of people that earn nothing and loads of people that earn hundreds of thousands of pounds, so it doesn't really mean anything.
The thing with myths is you need to use mothballs. That usually gets rid of them.
You what?
With myths, you want to use mothballs. It normally gets rid of them.
She always manages to bring it down to some ridiculous...
A bit of lavender in the wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's not room in your wardrobe with Billy Dean and the rest of the people that you've got trapped in there.
That's another in-joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on, tell us about your cars.
Yeah, anyway. So, Mitch decided to take the route of entrepreneurship, which is fantastic, and you launched a business originally, which then developed into Cars from Kent, presumably.
Yeah, sure.
It, talk us through how you did that. So you had your original offering, which was all things motoring.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so take us from there.
Yeah. Was that car insurance as well?
It was everything, really. So if you imagine like a money-saving expert, but just focusing on the motor trade.
Excellent.
So you could go online and find out how to get the cheapest insurance, the cheapest...
Tyres.
Yeah, tyres, a business directory on there, which actually exists on Cars from Kent now as well, as another offshoot. But no, it was how to get the best insurance, car warranty, finance deals, all that sort of thing. But it was such a massive task. You'd have to have, probably 20, 25 people running that every single day to keep it all updated.
Sure.
And the truth is, you could go find that information readily available elsewhere by what I can only call powerhouses within the market who completely dominate it, which is fair enough. They do it very well.
Yeah.
But to make it a one-stop shop, decided to have early on, and didn't ever think it was going to be, ever the main part of the business. But we thought, we'll put a used car classified website on there as well. So, and it was regional, so the people of Kent could go along and say, right, okay, well, now I've got my insurance deal. Oh, they also do used cars. Let's have a look. And we just realised, going out and talking to the car dealers and members of the public alike, that it wasn't that they wanted, especially with the car dealers, actually needed somewhere regional to place a used car advert, because the national competitors and the national leaders are so expensive. And people like to look at a regional website and use a regional website. I mean, some of it, I don't even understand now why people do it, but they just do use it. I mean, I do it all the time. If you're looking for something, you always look local.
Yeah, because you don't want to go up to Lincolnshire for a car.
It's one of the things that fascinates me more than anything else. And as most people know, my day job is Jobs in Kent, which is a similar kind of offering to Mitch's in terms of the job marketplace. And when I first launched Jobs in Kent 16 years ago now, everybody said to me, what are you doing that for? Why don't you do a national site? And I said, because the vast majority of people don't look for national jobs. They look for a job within 10 miles of where they live. Okay, there are some classifications of people that will work on a wider scale, but they are a vanishingly small percentage of the marketplace. Yeah, but it's the internet, isn't it? Yeah, but the internet doesn't have a rule that says just because it's a global phenomenon that you have to do everything globally. You can use the power of the internet locally as well as you can use it globally.
Yeah.
And that is entirely, where things are, because still, most people want a job locally. Most people, all things being equal, would like to buy a car locally.
Yeah,
now,
right.
If they're looking for something specific, like a 2007 Aston Martin DB9 that's got an automatic box in green and the only one available is in Manchester, they may go to Manchester to buy it. But on the whole, most people would prefer to buy something locally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? And I mean, most used cars are kind of like sub £10,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we list 10,000 used cars on the website at the moment. They're all in Kent. So if you live within Kent and you want a car, you're very likely to find it on Cars from Kent.
Absolutely.
And you know that you can always, if you've got one at the time, jump in your car, because the test drive is never more than an hour away, no matter where you're located, no matter where you live.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I mean, let's say you find yourself a nice, tidy £5,000 Fiesta.
Yeah.
If you're going to take the time out, let's say Jules goes to Lincoln and find that car, you've got to drive there for the first day. Just be honest, you want to see it and test drive it before you take it home anyway.
You need to book a B&B.
Yeah, you're going to spend hundreds of pounds, and it's not worth it, because I can guarantee you, out of the 10,000 cars that we've got listed, you'll find one
just as good
on your doorstep.
Exactly. Yeah, so, exactly.
We've
done exactly that. My old dad, bless him, wants a new car, and he doesn't like looking for new cars, but I said to him, we've got to take a day and go look at this. And you can't do that if you're going to drive all over the country.
No.
Yeah, but what we did is we looked on Cars from Kent. We found half a dozen cars we like the look of, spread around, mid-Kent, really. And we took the day out and we drove to all the garages, kicked all the tyres, negotiated with the guys.
That's what
stuff.
You do, kick the tyres.
Kick the tyres. That's a well-known professional thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You kick the tyre. Tells you everything you need to know about the car. It brings up the tax disc and everything. Although, Mitch will probably tell us this in a minute, I don't know if you know, but tax discs disappear from October the 1st this year.
Yes,
no more tax discs on the front of your windscreen.
What will we have?
Nothing. It's all been done by AMPR.
What's AMPR?
Automatic number plate recognition.
Oh, I see.
The cops can follow you and put your number plate in and tell if you've got tax, MOT and insurance there and then.
But if you come across the pond from France and that, you never get any tickets or anything.
No, you can. No, you can tell. The whole of the European Union is in that database, I'll have you know. Okay. If they put in a French number plate, they can find out if you're legal.
But the upside is, of course,
you don't
get done for not displaying your tax disc, which is something that all people can forget.
Yeah.
So there is an upside.
Yeah. So tell us when you launched Cars from Kent. How long has it been going?
The actual Cars from Kent website itself has been going for a year.
Right, okay.
Cut motoring cost, which included, if you will, Cars from Kent, although it was cut motoring cost / used cars at the time, 3 years.
Right.
So it's all very, you know, still very fresh. But to be honest, I mean, within the year that it's been going as Cars from Kent, absolutely delighted of where it's got to.
Right.
I mean, every single month we've seen nothing but growth in terms of not only how many cars are listed, but how many people are actually, you know, visiting the website.
Yep.
So, and I think it's just as word gets round, especially with the dealers who are looking for somewhere else to put their cars because the likes of Auto Trader are so expensive, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And of course, all the dealers talk. So.
Yep.
You get more and more inquiries. So, yeah, it's been a very fast year, a very fast year.
Brilliant.
So just to reiterate, or as what was that word you use?
Intimate. God,
I'm not sure what that means. Can you just explain?
I know. Do you still have the cut motoring costs within Cars from Kent now? Is there like a little clicky thing, or have you just let that go?
No.
a little clicky thing.
I think I know what you mean.
A top-down tab.
She's very technical,
Adam. Good, like
as Stuart, she is geeky. Yeah. Have you got a little clicky thing on your website?
A little drop-down tab, darling.
No, what I did was some areas of the website were very popular, more popular than others, so I pulled those across. So, for example, one of the tabs is the Kent's cheapest fuel. So we list across Kent the cheapest fuel stations in any given town. So Ashford, Bromley, Dartford, whatever. We list the cheapest fuel stations in each major town. So that was a cut motoring cost aspect that we pulled across. Yeah, just because that's something that a national car classified website can't do, because it would just be too large to manage. Yeah. Whereas because we're regional, we can really keep on top of it, and we can you know create quite a good service.
And is that changing all the time, that fuel? You must be looking at that all the time.
Yeah, we update that 3 times a week. So, yeah, it's a nice feature to have.
Mm.
And then we do, like, news and tips and that sort of thing. And again, because we're regional, we can keep the news regional, which people prefer to read. Because you can go anywhere and find out about, you know, car news in general. And to be honest, most of it's really boring. Whereas if you write something that's specific to Kent about ripping up a high street somewhere that's going to annoy a lot of Kent residents.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a great way to get some more traffic in and keep people entertained on the
website. Get more traffic in. Ha! I like it. I like a good pun.
So, yeah, we pulled across the good bits and...
potholes. It's another thing you could... Potholes are really big in where I live in Whitstable.
Don't even get me started. I curved my alloys on Saturday night.
Did you? I thought you walked a bit strangely when you came in.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a nightmare. It's a winter thing.
Yeah.
A bit of snow. Potholes are in the news again. Yeah. So, especially in Kent now.
What about snow chains and snow cars, winter tyres? Do you do all that?
No, we don't sell those bits. I mean, we do external links within our tips and advice section. So
it's another little drop-down tab.
That's it. Within the tips.
Mm.
Cool.
Top-down.
So, if you want to buy a car in Kent, a used car...
I liked that Zephyr, didn't I?
Well, you sent me a picture and said I like Cortinas, and I had to put you right and tell you it was a picture of a Zephyr you sent me.
Yeah, but I didn't have one of a Cortina to hand.
No, so you used a Zephyr.
But I do like
Zephyrs. Which doesn't look anything like a Cortina, but never mind.
But I do like Zephyrs, with the big wing.
Zephyrs are actually a big collector's car these days.
Yeah.
They change hands for a lot of money, a good condition Zephyr.
I was going to say, I don't know how many of them would be in Kent.
No, not many, not many at all. No, there's not many about 5 or 6. Stuart thinks,
Stuart
I would say so. Yeah,
he's done the analytics.
Yeah, absolutely.
While we sat here,
yeah.
What about your Twitter? How are you using Twitter for this?
We promote news stories on there. And recently, I've heard that you're after the Z4 that went out on Twitter recently.
Yes.
Yourself.
Nice little car, that.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. No, we're going to start promoting the cars that are available. But not just like the run-of-the-mill stuff that's going to be attractive to people. It's like perhaps an ideal first runner, a convertible Z4 that's going to be attractive to a lot of people, although not today with the rain.
Mm.
But yeah, to be honest, like any business does.
Just
you know, general brand awareness and giving them a little slice of what you can, you know, what you produce on the website day to day.
Cool. Give us a shout for your website, Mitch.
visit carsfromkent.com.
Carsfromkent.com.
If you're looking to buy or sell a used car, and of course you live in Kent.
Absolutely.
Although I also welcome people from Essex and Surrey.
Yeah. If they want to get involved. We'll allow them in if they behave themselves. Exactly. Yeah. So that's Cars from Kent, and Cars from Kent is also the Twitter handle, I believe.
It is, yeah.
Indeed. So you can follow the team at Cars from Kent on the Twitter as well. For the moment, Mitch, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and telling us about Cars from Kent. We wish you much success with that. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. You heard it here first. We're going to get Mitch back in a while to tell us about how they dominated the world of car sales in Kent very quickly. So that's great. Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show, Mitch. But for the moment, Mitchell White, Cars from Kent, thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cool. We've had a couple more tweets. We've had Liz White, who's the Maidstone editor on the Twitter, and she says, Business Bunker, you can read about Maidstone's up-and-coming entrepreneur, Amy Holt, in this week's or this issue of the Maidstone magazine, and it's maidstone-magazine.co.uk. So do check that out. That's Maidstone entrepreneur, Amy Holt, in this week's Maidstone magazine, or this edition of the Maidstone magazine. And we've also had HIT Kent. Thanks for... we're following the Business Bunker. Can we support hospitality SMEs with funded training? Okay, I get it. HIT are offering to support hospitality SM... I can't speak. My mouth's gone all loose and wobbly.
Just say intimated.
No. HIT Kent are supporting hospitality SMEs with funded training, and you can find out about that by following them on the Twitter at HIT_Kent. I got there eventually.
And a lovely hello to Leah Buckingham, who is listening in, and she says it's very entertaining and a great show as always.
Leah, you don't know how close I got to nominating you for an ice bucket challenge, but I thought wet T-shirts were a bit pervy for me, really, so I didn't. But I wish I had, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, did you wear a wet white T-shirt?
No, so you haven't seen my video. I didn't wear anything at all. I did it naked,
did
completely.
Did you tweet it out? Oh, God.
It's on Facebook, I just told you.
Yeah? Well, I'll have a look. Is it as bad as your nipple tassel thing that you did in that window in Whitstable High Street when you had your chest shaved? That was terrible. Let us help you to raise money.
We'll gloss over that. We'll just gloss right over that.
For your organisation or charity. Find out more. Well, if you've seen the film Chocolat, where the vicar goes off the rails and gorges on chocolate at Lent, it was a bit like that. Listener.
Was it?
Yes. The Ashford Rotary Ramble is an event that allows people... You like a ramble, don't you, Paul Andrews?
Mm-hmm.
Allows people to raise money for the charity of their choice. And you can do this by raising sponsorship for taking part in the 5 or 10 mile route around the lovely Kent countryside near Wye. So this year's Rotary Ramble is on Sunday the 14th of September, and the website is www.ashfordrotaryramble.org. That sounds like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you huffy, or should I carry on reading?
No, you carry on reading for the moment. I'm just resorting out the tweets, because we've got loads and loads of tweets, and I'm trying to,
Route to employment.
Get them in some kind of order.
Route to Employment Provider, Target Your Potential, is coming to Tunbridge Wells with the new innovative and interactively engaging event this autumn to help link recruiting employers to talented new employees. It's at the Royal Victoria Place, Tunbridge Wells. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 1, 2, SS for Secret Squirrel, 15th to the 19th of September 2014.
Cool.
And get your business involved and achieve incredible outcomes, connecting face-to-face, increasing the amount of successful apprentices take-ups, working in the heart of the community to enhance your CSR. What's CSR? I've forgotten.
Corporate Social Responsibility.
Oh, these things. Select a date to attend that focuses on one of 5 industries. Sponsor your own industry-specific day at the event. So, this is for inquiries, you need to contact Gillian Humble, phone number, which I'll read out in a tick, so get your pen. There's an email, info@typ.uk.com, and the number is 07504 00757509, and that's the 15th to the 19th of September. Get your business involved and achieve incredible outcomes.
Cool. We had a tweet from Chris Pollard who says, just back from filming the Inspiration Lounge with the gorgeous Josie Maguire. Oh. And now we're listening live. So welcome. Thanks for joining in.
I bet they're having a spot of lunch while you're listening. English lunch now because they're back.
Yeah.
Okay, probably having some Riverford vegetables. And
do you think so?
A bit of goat's cheese.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Institute of Directors, IOD. This is Rock Doc on the 28th of August. Have I done
You've
this
read
one?
That already.
Oh, that's your... Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you, I'll do one. Join us in business for just 55 quid a year. Seven reasons to join the Seven Oaks and District Chamber of Commerce today. The voice of business for Seven Oaks and District, promoting Seven Oaks as a great place to do business. Free attendance to relaxed, no-pressure, monthly networking events at local venues. Exclusive membership discounts. An opportunity to communicate with our ever-growing membership. Representation with the local council and town partnerships. Preferential rates and access to county-wide Kent Invicta seminars, events, small business and legal advice helpline. Sponsorship opportunities to address an ever-growing targeted and engaged audience. For more information or to apply for membership, you can go to or you can email membership@sevenoakschamber.com. Or you can go to their website, www.sevenoakschamber.com, or you can call them on 01732 455 188. That's 01732 455 188.
Isn't
it? All right, go on.
Okay. Come and join us in a mini DigiKent. Have I done this one as well? It seems to be. Yes, I have, I'm sure. Zudica's Spitfire. I think the boys have been flummoxing my emails. Spitfire Networking. This is the 4th of September 2014, and kids will be going back to school, and summer holidays are now finishing. So why not? In Scotland, they've already gone back, I think. So why not join us for 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded professionals? This is at the King's Hill.
Casual networking? How does that work then?
Casual. King's Hill.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is... Oh, I can't be bothered.
King's Hill. I think that's just lazy networking.
Oh, that's lazy networking. Is that one step on from casual networking? Yeah. Is that when you're really experienced at casual networking, you move on to lazy networking?
I think casual is sort of standing on one leg, don't you, with a little cigarette in one and maybe a glass of wine in the other and maybe a chaise longue or something.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason for standing on one leg? Or is that... No, that's that would be pirate networking.
No, that's for the pirate who shall.
My name be Blackbeard Jules.
I do not have a black beard at all.
No, you shaved, don't I?
No,
you always shaved ready for the show.
I'm clean as a whistle. King's Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, King's Hill, ME19, 4GF. We've forgotten what this is all about now.
Yeah.
This is Spitfire Networking, listener. It's the 4th of September, and it's info@coreifa.co.uk, and it's £5 per person. I've read all my emails.
We just had a tweet from Danny over there in Mauritius.
Has he done it?
He's done the deed, and he's just sent me a link for me to put up the video on the Facebook page, so I will do that later on. Nice one, Danny. Well done, mate.
Yeah, but I do think it's cheating. If you're sitting on a beach in Mauritius, it's hardly the same, is it, as being in Romney Marsh?
No, you can tell the difference between Romney Marsh and Mauritius. That is very true. Although, we do have alpacas and they don't. Yeah, which is a mark in favour of us.
Well, what I'm saying is, do alpacas tip the water over you here?
Yeah, of course. Did you not notice?
No.
They gallop in. And then they spit the ice cold water over you, because alpacas are well known for their spittage.
They are. I've been wearing my alpaca socks over the weekend because it was a bit cold. But what I'm saying is, if you're on a beach in Mauritius... The purple ones.
Yeah.
If you're on a beach in Mauritius, it's hardly difficult to have a bit of ice water chucked over. You're in your little bikini anyway, aren't you?
That's true.
It's not like doing it here, is what I'm saying. Shiver me timbers here.
Yeah. Leah's just tweeted to say she was really pleased I didn't nominate her, but she was having a chuckle at my video. Yeah, sorry about that, Leah.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it. So you are naked in it, are you?
Yeah, absolutely, totally naked. Oh. The stupid thing was, I did the ice bucket challenge, where are we, on yesterday, or was it Sunday, can't remember. Sunday, I think. And it was bucketing with rain. I was actually wetter before I did the challenge than afterwards.
Chris Pollard says he's doing the deed on Friday, so you lied about it, because didn't you say you'd done it already with his cameras and that? Or was he planning?
No, I said he was planning. I said
he's going to do the whole thing, eyelashes.
He's got a producer and a director lineup and a special effects department. Oh. He's got an entire crew. He's got a director. He's got a chorus of dancing girls. You know what Kate Bush. You know what Chris is like. Yeah. You know,
he'll probably have us do our double act.
He's going to have fireworks and all kinds in his.
Sparkless.
Of course he will. Not that we're setting him up for anything.
Bit of donkey cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, there's an employment status review has been launched. An employment status review has been launched by the Office of Tax Simplification, if there, I didn't know there was such a thing, to consider whether the dividing line between employment and self-employment has been drawn in the right place and in the right way. The OTS has acknowledged that many people now work for more than one business. That's called a portfolio worker. It's been going on for 30 years, and at last the authorities have caught up with it, but that's good, and may be employed by one and working on a self-employed basis for another. No, you don't say. Meaning current employment criteria status tests can cause uncertainty. They don't say this, but especially with things like IR35. Okay. So the review will also consider changes in employment law and how increased digitisation could provide scope for simplification of the tax system. Hallelujah, at last. Anyway, the Office for Tax Simplification is expected to publish its recommendations before the budget in 2014. If you'd like to participate or read more about it, you can go to the government website, which is www.gov.uk/government/publications/employment status review. We will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website because it is important. They are finally starting to realise that the old 19th century way of working is now no longer applicable for an awful lot of people in the 21st century. In fact, 4.9 million of us don't work like that any longer.
No, we don't. No. Spell Mauritius for me.
No, you've got nothing to do, have you?
No, I'm really bored.
You've run out of all your emails. I'll tell you what. Well,
I've diligently read them.
You can read that one.
I've got my witnesses on this side seeing me just.
And before you read it, I'm going to read mine.
Part-time entrepreneurs network posted on Monday, the 18th of August, by Paul. Do you run your own business, social enterprise or charity alongside full or part-time employment elsewhere? Would you like to start your own enterprise but don't want to give up your day job just yet? If so, then the new part-time entrepreneurs network will be of interest for you. And the group is a growing national network of people who meet informally and socially to share knowledge, contacts, experience and
ideas. Is that two lots of knowledge?
No.
Knowledge.
I whipped the experience in as well. The inaugural meeting of Maidstone PTEN Group is being hosted by the Enterprise Foundation and is 5:30 on Thursday, the 18th of September, at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. And details of that will be on the Kent Business Bunker website after this show.
Cool. Kent and Victor Chamber have let us know about their after-hours clubs happening over the next week or so. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. No need to book, just turn up. Where you can find your next client. These popular and highly successful casual networking events are coming to a venue near you. Tonight, Tuesday the 26th of August, is at the Russell Hotel in Maidstone at 6 p.m. this evening. Thursday the 28th, it's at the Best Western Coniston Hotel and Restaurant, that's in Sittingbourne. On Tuesday the 2nd of September, it's at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. Also on the 2nd of September, is at the Nuclear Business Innovation Centre in Dartford. And then on Tuesday, the 9th of September, is the Cadenza at Bluewater. So all of those are after-hours clubs run by the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce. They're free to attend. You don't need to book. You just rock up on the night. And I have to say, they are really good fun. I've been to a few of those. And they really are good value, especially if they don't cost anything. And they're from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in those venues.
Right, I'm just showing the boys now, our lovely guests.
What are you showing the boys?
Don't do that.
Your mum told you about that a long time ago.
He's completely set me up. Look what he's done. Double, exactly the same. Yeah. My witness boys, you see.
It was a plant to see if you were paying attention to what I was giving you.
Oh, don't talk to me about plants. I was doing potting up at the weekend. I really hurt my back. Lifting a heavy sack.
I'm not even going to go there. We've had a tweet from Advanced Bunzel who says we're enjoying the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Webb, but not her. And we are your Kent label experts. That's Advanced Bunzel.
I don't think
Bunzel.
They said that because I'm very
No,
good
I made
friends.
A little bit of that up.
Yes, Kevin Beeman comes on the Superior show, you know, Scoff and Quaff.
Mm.
Every Absolutely. Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Dear Paul, thank you for mentioning M&A Furnishings on last week's Business Bunker show. I would also like to inform your listeners on today's show that for all companies, the M&A Furnishings are now having a price freeze for 2 years on corporate contracts. You can find out more about corporate contract furniture and our price freeze at www.m&afurnishings.co.uk. And that's from Peter Mills, who's the Managing Director. m&afurnishings.co.uk. And also the lovely Natalie Benaig. Dear Paul, we would like to invite you to our next meetup, which is on Friday the 29th of August from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. It's at the Horsebridge Centre, Whitstable. And the programme of the day is everyone arrives at 9:30. There's a chat with networking attendees. At 9:45, artists Bob LaMoon and Jill Holder will be talking about their collaboration work. Oh, she's on her second bottle. An armchair residency at the Beanie in Canterbury. At 10 past 10, there's a card swap and more networking. At 10:35, there's a discussion with Bob LaMoon and Jill Holder. At 11 o'clock, there's a full circle, which is an opportunity for attendees to discuss a project. And at 11:30, there's more networking. There's a lot of chatting goes on at this. Yeah. You can find out about it by going to their website, which is kentcreativearts.co.uk. So thank you for that, Natalie.
Bob LaMoon doesn't really let you chat for too long. He likes, 3 minutes and then stop on the radio anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is that Bob Leroy I'm thinking of?
No, you're thinking of Bob Leroy. Yeah.
Is Bob LaMoon got anything to do with Audrey?
They have exactly the same surname, but I have no idea if they're related in any way, shape or form.
No. Probably not shape, anyway.
I actually haven't seen Audra for an awful long time because she's been working in Dubai and the United States.
She got you in a bit of a scrape with your Facebook, though, didn't she?
She did drop me in it with Facebook to some extent.
And then you tried to get me roped in.
Yeah, but you didn't do it.
No, I'm not going to fall for
that. No, so you're going to die horribly or something like that.
Yeah, some, you know.
I can't remember what the threat was. God won't love you anymore or something. I can't remember what it was. Something. But you didn't do what you were tasked with doing.
I know. I had to touch wood and whistle and everything just to, protect myself.
You should worry. There's an individual that I'm not going to name, Kevin, that fell for it 3 times.
Really?
Really.
Kevin Can?
No. Not
Kevin
Can.
Oh, the other Kevin. I know.
Quite possibly the other Kevin.
And talking of Kevin Can, he'll be on at 3 p.m.
He will indeed. We've reached the end of the show.
We have.
And it just leaves me to say a massive, massive thank you to all our listeners for listening in, for everybody that tweeted. I'm sorry for those that we couldn't get around to reading your tweets. We will read them out another time, I'm sure.
Next week.
Yeah, quite possibly. Thank you to everybody that emailed and contributed to the show. It was brilliant. But most of all, thank you to our two guests, Mr. Stuart Rogers of Venture Beats Insights and Mr. Mitch White of Cars from Kent. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been an absolute pleasure to have you both here. Thank you to Jules for joining in and making it, whatever. Coming up on Channel Radio on the rest of today, at 3 o'clock, Mr. Kevin Can with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock, the lady's favourite, Mr. Craig Avery.
There's a queue forming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At 7 o'clock, you can hear from Phil and Jonathan.
Down the pub.
Beer. Balls, birds and bands, down the pub.
They're quite bawdy, aren't they?
Yeah. Jamie's not here tonight. There will be a repeated New Potato Show of 18 tracks of unsigned music.
He's got blisters, the poor
But
thing.
Jamie is sorting his blisters out after a fantastic run in the Canterbury Half Marathon. Well done to Jamie for that. Just to emphasise a couple of things happening this week, Kent Business tweet up at Lenley's Roper Road, Canterbury, at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. And then you can stagger
with
on.
With Alex Waterton.
With Alex Waterton F-Keys. Of F Keys. You can stagger on from that into the evening at 6 o'clock at Fruitworks.
Is the lounge in a bed.
Is Digital in Kent with guest speakers Paul Stevens and Katie King. So do get along to both of those events, and there's loads of other events happening in the county. But you've been listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Business Bunk Show, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Sirking. We will be back with you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.